Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The familiar introductory theme for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Sound like Casey Kasem every once in a while, and now to the hits. Well, they are the hits, actually. According to the folks at Talkers Magazine, led by the one, the only, Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and he has the gargantuan task every week with his staff of listening to a lot of radio programs, talking to people that are doing radio, doing research, come up with this list, the stories that are in the top 10 that are published at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, in fact, and also djvshow.com. So there's a people list and there's a story list, 10 on each one of them, sometimes, most of the time, in fact, they're interrelated. So, Michael, let's see what we can do about calming the fears that people have, shall we?
I don't know if that's
our job.
Maybe
it's not our job.
I'm not sure if calming fears, maybe just addressing them. But certainly the gargantuan task is greater than the local gargantuan task of shoveling snow.
Yes.
Which, you're out on the West Coast, I'm on the East Coast. We have another snowstorm, 1 month to spring, one wouldn't know it. Winter weather at number 10, and climate change. Climate change.
By the way, the pilot last night flying the plane out here was having to mention two or three times that it was the last plane going west out of Boston for about 24 hours. Another snowstorm. But wasn't it wonderful that during the week we had 70-degree weather, and is that because of climate change, or is it just one of those things?
All I could say is that during the winter, there's always conversation about weather. And whenever there's conversation about weather these days, there's always the discussion of climate change. In some cases, the discussion of climate change is scientifically appropriate. In other cases, it's politically expedient. And we're always wondering now when we hear stories about climate change.
So which is it this week?
Exactly.
Every week it changes. Yeah.
You know, I just find, speaking of the weather, that there is more hyperbole in recent years about the weather than there was in earlier days. Snowstorms, you know, tornadoes, hurricanes, you know, floods, droughts. It seemed more normal. Now everything is the storm of the century.
Right. It's
the
all biggest, overplayed.
It's so overplayed that it's like, come on. You know, we talk about fake news. I think the bigger problem we face in our society is fake weather.
Well, I think we've got a lot of fake here and there, and when we get to the number one issue, I'm going to ask you that with regard to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Are we overplaying that?
And I'm going to, That didn't make the chart this week. There hasn't been that much conversation about. I'm kidding. I had you nervous there for a moment. There for a second, you thought I lost my mind.
Am I looking at the wrong list here?
Is this week's show, or are we doing last week's show?
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is, as I begin to climb up the chart, there's a disproportionate amount of conversation for number one over the rest of everything. It does tie into some of the top ones, but we have 10, so we're going to do 10. But it's very top-heavy with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So let's get to it. At number nine, we have U.S.-China relations, and they're exacerbated by the fact that Xi Jinping is watching his buddy Vladimir Putin and going, maybe I can do the same thing with Taiwan. At number eight, social media. There's always social media conversation, always something about infringement of privacy or bias or any number of issues with social media. And Trump launched his Truth Social app, and that's been talked about. At number seven, crime and violence tied with race relations. At number six, the Supreme Court of the United States nomination process. At number five, we're talking about the 2022 midterms and the 2024 presidential elections as though they're happening next week. At number four, the January 6th committee that grinds on. Speaking of grinding on, COVID-19 is at number three, and the trucker convoys is among the mix of things we're talking about related to COVID. The economy is at number two, and number one, the Russia invasion of Ukraine. Now, on the people list, Xi Jinping is at 10, Mark Zuckerberg is at 9, Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, William Roddy Bryan at number 8. They're in the race killing, the hate crime Georgia story. Number 7, Leontra Kruger and Ketanji Brown, contenders for the SCOTUS nomination, which might happen today. In the midst of everything, not sure, today meaning sometime before the weekend, because we're heard at different times with this program, or it'll happen at the beginning of the week. Ron DeSantis is at 6. Ivanka Trump and Rudy Giuliani are at 5.
What a pair. What a nice pair that. What a great couple they make.
Yeah, well, you know, they can seek comfort in each other's kindness. At number 4, Joseph Latipo. At number 3, Donald Trump. Number 2, Vladimir Putin, and number 1, Joe Biden. That's basically a snapshot of a crazy week. The world's a dangerous place.
I want to go back to what you said a few minutes ago as we tie things in. I am going to ask that question as to whether we're doing too much when we talk about the winter weather. We're just overcooking it, and I'm beginning to think we may be overcooking this invasion of Ukraine. But having said that, when you go through the other stories, for example, the economy is tied to the invasion. COVID, in my mind, is tied because I believe, and I've said this on the air any number of times, that the Chinese created the virus to destabilize the world, which they did over the 2 years that we've just lived through. And that destabilization has made us all a little is unprepared, the right way to look at the forces of evil that are messing around with the former Soviet Union countries, mostly Ukraine at the moment. But if that works, you know, just keep going. There are 13 other countries that maybe Putin wants to put in his basket. So I think that the COVID thing has really rocked the reality of the world economically and otherwise. And, you know, we've fallen into the China relationships, number 9. We have given away our country, not only our country, but the rest of the world, because of the greed of, I guess, individuals who want to buy cheap stuff and companies wanting to make things cheaper so they can make more money. Capitalism is the best, like democracy, when it's not abused. And so the Chinese knew enough about how people think 40-some-odd years ago to create the scenario that they have created, which basically makes them the dominant player in the world as far as economic items are concerned. And that certainly is affecting his power, the ability that the Chinese have. And now, it's interesting to note, Michael, that is he Chairman Xi, or I don't know what it is, President Xi? He told Putin, apparently, this week, that China would support efforts to resolve the situation via dialogue. Now, is that just huffing and puffing from the Chinese state media? Or is he just behind the scenes saying, yeah, go get them. We'll back you. If they ruin your economy, we'll give you whatever you need. What do you think?
Who knows what they mean? I mean, it's propaganda. It's you know, political speak. And you know that everybody's looking out for themselves. I mean, the one saving grace about the alliance between Russia and China is they'll eventually turn on each other. So, you know, that's an uneasy.
That's interesting.
Well, think about it. I think, I mean, you know, if they can get along with each other, then maybe we can get along with them. No, it's not that simple. Geopolitics is a very, it's an ever-changing set of relationships. It's like in a family. Different factions join forces for different issues. And so the person that you're allied with on one issue is your enemy on another. Mm-hmm. And you can be sure there's all kinds of intrigue going on between Russia and China. So right. I think that we're dealing at a time where there's a rise in authoritarianism. And
what brings that about?
Oh, that's one of the really complex aspects of the pendulum swinging in terms of human relations. It brings it about is that sometimes when things become complicated and people feel insecure, they turn to strong men. They turn to dictators. They want consistency. They want law. They want order. And they want national pride. People get hung up on the pride in the motherland. That's one of Russia's problems right now, which was a problem in Germany after World War One. The German ego, the German pride was dented and demolished, and Hitler played into that. And you know, we're the fatherland, we're the master race, and Putin's doing that with the Russians. They feel threatened. All of these satellite countries that they had as part of the Soviet Union are now potential NATO allies, you know, potential enemies surrounding their borders, particularly Ukraine. And from their perspective, at least the fear that Putin is capitalizing on sets these kinds of things in motion. And that's what's happening. So I know your question is going to be, are we overplaying this? And I'm not going to answer it because I know we have a break coming. But it's an interesting question. Maybe we're underplaying it. It might even be more serious than you think.
Over, under, sideways, down. Remember that song? We can maybe use Yardbirds. That as a theme here. The Yardbirds did that song. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here as we work our way through the stories, the charts from Talkers Magazine, thinking about what your thoughts are. You can share them, if you like, on our social media at DJV Show, whether it's Twitter or Instagram. It's Facebook.com/... Get that out fast. Facebook.com, thank you, / DJV Show. Okay, we continue in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The American Family Farmer podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are. Let's move it. Move it. As we move, let's move this thing along.
It's bogging down in all of this.
Well, it's because we're all paying so much attention to the number one thing, and that brings me around to the question. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number one this week is the invasion of Ukraine. So are we, as we have suggested with the climate change, and you can come up with any number of almost everything is tilted toward extremism, I think. The talk about the truckers up in Montreal, COVID itself, the Supreme Court, everything gets weighted and everything gets distorted. And so I'm wondering out loud now whether you think, as an expert when it comes to listening to folks opine about issues, are we guilty of or are we in danger of putting too much focus on Ukraine and getting people worked up the question about whether it's World War III? I think that's an absurd question, frankly. That's what I think. I think I don't even want to have that discussion on the air, because I think that all it does is whip people up for reasons that are really, I mean, you're focusing on the insecurities of people, and the news media isn't the news media anymore. All it does is try to get you to pay attention to what it's doing, like it was the mainstay of everything instead of the information they're supposed to be providing. Am I right or wrong? What do you think?
Well, no. These are problems that we have to deal with in terms of seeking truth and being productive in our communications and balancing the issue of trying to make money in journalism while still being journalists. That's the key problem. The key problem is to provide the news in a way that beats your competitor. You get more clicks, more eyeballs, more earballs, you know, more attention, and then you get more money. And in order to do that, you have to make it more sensational, more exciting. And this is a problem. The other point to counter that would be to have the government run the media and make sure everything is, you know, fair and balanced and right. And of course, that would be worse than a free market. So we're stuck being human, and all of the weaknesses that we have in our systems, none of which are perfect, the problems come out. In terms of are we blowing up issues such as the Russian invasion of Ukraine, I think we have to a certain point to counterbalance the fact that the people that are listening to this conversation and the people that watch the news and read the newspapers and follow everything, believe it or not, are a minority. Most people don't care and don't know about any of this stuff. The amount that you live in a world of this kind of information.
Bravo. Yeah.
You know, if you went to, you know, a mall or someplace and interviewed 100 people, you'd be shocked at how many people don't know about Russia invading Ukraine, or what supply chain shortages means, or that there's a convoy, or that there's a January 6th committee, or that the Supreme Court has an opening in it, and the balance of the left and the right in terms of its processes for generations to come is hanging in the balance.
But that's overcooked too. Isn't it? I mean, maybe you're...
I don't know. These are important things.
Yeah, they are.
You know, would you rather that nobody talked about it or cared about it?
No, I would rather that we
celebrity
heard...
celebrity gossip?
I don't mean to... This is not about the fairness doctrine. I just like to have a little more balance. Maybe people don't want balance. Maybe they just want to hear what they want to hear. It's like I'm listening to country music instead of AC music. That could be part of it. We'll continue this discussion because it's a good one, as usual, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
This report sponsored by IBM. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator is a global pro bono social impact program focused on helping populations vulnerable to environmental threats. How? By using technologies such as hybrid cloud computing and artificial intelligence to enhance and scale nonprofits selected through an annual open call. The 2022 request for proposals will focus on clean energy, and selected projects will gain support from a two-year program. In phase one, they'll design a technical roadmap to solve specific environmental challenges, and phase two will bring further support from IBM technologies and partner credits to develop and deploy solutions. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM Global Head, Corporate Social Responsibility.
With this program, we are tackling global issues by pairing experts with technology for the purpose of improving the lives of populations most affected by environmental threats to make lasting, scalable impact. I encourage all nonprofits to apply today and join us in this sustainability journey.
To submit a proposal, visit IBM.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The United Nations is expected to take some form of action when they meet this week over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield on NBC's Meet the Press discussed the tools they can use against the Kremlin.
We can isolate them. We can isolate them in the United Nations. We can isolate them in U.N. specialized agencies. They are feeling that isolation.
She says a vote on a resolution in the U.N. General Assembly could happen as soon as Wednesday. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations, and the European Union has taken more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. More than half of those polled by NPR, PBS, and Marist panned the job that President Biden had done in his first year. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jurors in the trial of former Louisville Police Detective Brian Hankinson were taken to the apartment where Breonna Taylor was shot and killed nearly 2 years ago.
Hankinson is on trial for 3 counts of wanton endangerment. He fired 10 shots into Taylor's apartment. 3 of those shots entered a neighbor's apartment where a woman was sleeping with her 5-year-old child. Police say no bullets from his gun actually hit Breonna Taylor.
USA's Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest. Hankinson was one of 3 police officers serving a no-knock warrant on Taylor's apartment. Nearly half of the 500 million free COVID-19 tests made available to the public by the Biden administration still have not been claimed. More than 45 million orders were received in January on the first day the tests were given away. Officials say that number has now dropped to 100,000 a day. A South Carolina man was sentenced to more than a decade in prison after the jury only took 8 minutes to convict. 30-year-old Kendrick Blackwell faced several drug charges when he was arrested at his home last month. On Thursday, he was convicted of trafficking methamphetamines. This is not the first drug conviction on his record. According to the state newspaper, he pleaded guilty to 2 drug charges in 2018. We have news for you on demand anytime, anywhere. Go to our website, usaradio.com, and be sure to look up USA Radio on Facebook. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and even learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, second half hour of this week's overview of the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the mind and the mouth of Michael Harrison, who's here.
Mind in the mouth.
Remember the old expression as disc jockeys? I remember using this sort of phraseology. Make sure your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion. Did you ever hear that one?
I've heard that, but I didn't hear it in terms of disc jockeys. I just heard it in... Oh. Yeah. Yeah, disc jockey turns like the master blaster. I like
yes,
that one.
Right, yeah.
The master blaster.
Yep. You know. How about my nickname for Putin? I used to call him Pukin Putin. Now I call him, he's paranoid, I think, among other things. You come up with all kinds of alliterative things when it comes to, if you can't do that with a Chinese. There's nothing really with a Chinese name, you can't do that. But with a name like Putin... Yeah, it's easy enough to do that. So we were talking before we paused here about the, I guess our question is, what's the job of talk radio here? What's the job of the news media? And, you know, you take a, when you look at these situations and you wonder what's appropriate, what's real anymore? I'm wondering myself sometimes, what's real?
Well, obviously, that's the ultimate philosophical question that goes beyond news. We don't even know what's real in terms of reality.
what's the real reality? Yeah.
We don't know what matter is made of. So, when it comes to the workings of the human nervous system, which is really what this is all about, how we think and how we communicate and our actions, of course it's going to be complicated and it's going to be shrouded by mystery. That's what makes it interesting. What I believe is that hopefully people who are in the business of communicating information, news and views, opinions and facts, and some kind of a blurry mix between the two, that they in their hearts seek truth as opposed to victory. When you seek victory at the expense of truth, when it becomes more about winning than learning and doing something productive, then you're on a bad course. So I think it's the job of talk radio to be provocative, to bring information and to bring views about that information, and to create a form of entertainment that is, productive, engaging, and informative.
One of the things that we fail to connect the dots, for example, America as the breadbasket of the world, even though we're kind of screwing ourselves up with some of the rules, regulations, and realities of who controls the food supply, but we still supply China with most of its wheat, its grain, the things they need to survive. Why we don't use that as leverage? Because you know and I know that the Russians don't have enough food either. They're always buying. The Chinese are supporting the Russians with food, with money, and we are supplying the Chinese with that food and that money. We are. America is. And why we don't see that, or why we maybe it's because we're so ill-informed. We spend so much time talking about Trump and what a hero he is, or whatever, whoever you want to take, and put in that veil. Or the things, the issues that we talk about, you look at all of the things that are on the list this week, and we've given short shrift to many of them, and they're important social items and important news things that affect people's lives. At this point, Ukraine will affect our lives by causing the price of gasoline and oil and that sort of thing to go back to where it was in 2014. And that was not pleasant. We made it through. And I guess maybe I'm wondering or thinking that I want the message to be, my message to be, that all these things that, happen and people have been warring with each other for years. Are we at the end of the line? Is the news media irresponsible? And maybe some talk show hosts as well, by suggesting this is the forerunner to World War III. There's no evidence of that here. There's evidence of China helping the Russians using, once again, our tools, our food, our money, because we keep supporting the Chinese way of existence. Their living is based on us supporting what they do.
A lot of it has to do with what your definition of World War III is. I mean, a lot of people feel we've been in World War III for years, and that World War III is a lot more than just, military conflict and, those old documentaries that we watched as kid, victory at sea.
Russian hacking, and once and again, the Russians are at stuff like that. Why have we not brought them up short?
Well, we're talking about these things. I mean, one of the biggest problems facing every nation right now is its electric grid. You knock out the electric grid, all the computers come down and the lights go out, and you can't communicate with the troops in the field. You can't communicate with the airplanes flying in the sky. The World War III could be happening under our noses, and we don't realize it. One of the things that's so striking about this Russian invasion of Ukraine is that it's so 20th century in its
Troops.
Its makeup. Troops, tanks. As a matter of fact, some of the tanks that the Russians are using are old Soviet tanks. They're bringing them out of storage and aiming them, at the border. But the danger is the nuclear capability that both the U.S., Russia, China, possibly Iran, North Korea, Israel, France, England.
Is there anybody sane enough That's positions of leadership to know that it's the end if it gets started?
Well, we used to call it MAD, mutually assured destruction, and it kept everything going. But the fact is so many people have access to these deadly weapons of mass destruction, remember that term, that an event such as happening in Ukraine and Russia right now, to counterpoint what you're saying, I'm presenting the other point of view, is extremely dangerous and could easily, because of some nutcase someplace, trigger World War III in the sense that you're discussing it. And as a dangerous military explosive event. And we're reminded of that. We've been complacent about the stockpile of nuclear armaments over the past couple of decades. We've lulled ourselves into thinking that this is not the kind of danger that we used to think it was back in the days of Khrushchev and the Cold War. So, no, I think that it deserves to be discussed, and I think it's extremely dangerous, and I think people should know that. I think it would be a mistake to whitewash it or suppress the danger.
Putting it in its proper perspective or in terms of analysis, paralysis, what are we analyzing? Are we talking to the man? Look at Sean Penn over in Ukraine talking to the man on the street filming a documentary as we speak on the Russian invasion. What's going to be his, when that comes back, there'll be a lot of interest, as you can imagine, in it. So what'll be the twist? What'll be the turn here? You know, he's politically motivated, so is he going to blame it all on Biden? I mean, on Trump? Or what's real versus what's not real?
Well, he probably won't blame it on Biden, nor will he blame it on Trump. He'll probably blame it on Putin.
Let's hope.
What's very interesting about this, and you're touching upon something, is that our old idea of the left and the right, of liberals and conservatives, as it applies to Cold War stuff, you know, battle against communism or the battle against Russia, China, it's not falling out on the same party lines as we would have thought.
Right, the parties are splintering.
Right now, on the right side of the American spectrum, especially the far right, there's a tremendous amount of support for Putin. Now, who would have ever believed that?
Trump. He was clever. Isn't that what he said this week? Trump said that Putin was clever.
He said he's a genius.
A genius. Yeah, right. That's good.
He said what he's doing in Ukraine is genius. And the whole idea of libertarianism is not getting involved in foreign adventures, focusing on all of this stuff is that the deck is getting shuffled. You cannot assume. And the reason I'm saying this is you refer to Sean Penn, who's, you know, a well-known liberal. You cannot assume what being a liberal or being a conservative means anymore in terms of the old schism between the East and the West, Russia and the U.S. Let's take a break, Doug.
Why don't we do that, Michael? We can do that, and then we'll continue on. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
So imagine a storm has just knocked out your power. Fortunately for you, you've got the Decibel R16, a home energy server. And now no power is no problem, especially if you have an electric vehicle. How does it work? Marc-André Forget from Decibel explains.
Decibel can be connected to a residential battery. The most interesting features is that you just connect your electrical vehicles to Decibel. Decibel recognizes there's a blackout, protecting the network, protecting your home. As soon as this is done, we're going to start to extract energy from the car and power your home. And let's say a Nissan Leaf, a Chevy Bolt, can power your home for 12 to 16 hours.
Find out more at decibel.energy. It's spelled DCBEL.energy.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Confession, the only thing I love more than spring itself are the savings I just got at Kohl's. I'm talking 50% off new patio furniture, cute and comfy sandals for under $35, and long sleeve tops for just $11.99. Not only did I earn Kohl's cash, but because I'm a Kohl's Rewards member, I got an extra 25% off too. I mean, extra savings and extra sunlight. Hello, spring.
Select style, 25% Kohl's Rewards offer ends March 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Michael Harrison, among many other tasks that he performs during the week, provides us all with some very important information about people that are involved in the talk game by interviewing folks on the MH Interview at mhinterview.com. This week, he's gone wild, folks. He's doing an interview with a guy named Kaminsky, and I thought it was a television show when I first looked at
the right? Kaminsky Method.
It's a good show.
Yeah, this guy spells it with an A as opposed to an O. This fellow's name is Ross Kaminsky. He's an expert on foreign policy and foreign affairs and the economy. Couldn't be more timely. He hosts a show at KOA, a big flamethrower out in Denver. And we talk about everything going on, in the world right now. Very timely. MHinterview.com.
You know, when you think about some of the stations and people that have been produced by some of the stations, as soon as you mention KOA, I think of the guy who got killed, as it was a talk show, Alan Berg. Remember him?
Oh, gosh, yes.
He got killed. He walked out of the studio, and a bunch of skinheads didn't like what he was saying on the air, so they killed him.
Yeah, he was a liberal who was killed by right-wing skinheads.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so then you think about some of the other things that are said. You know, there's a certain amount of, we talk about how easy sometimes these jobs are, but there are, depending on how staunchly you stick to your guns, pardon the pun, on the air, you know, you're going to get...
Well, the truth of the matter is, in this day and age, it's dangerous to be famous, it's dangerous to be a celebrity, and it's very dangerous to openly express your political opinion about anything. There's danger attached to it.
Words of wisdom spoken by the one and only Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hour. It is now time for the top five tech stories of the week, starting with number five. The pandemic has obviously accelerated the usage of QR codes, taking them from, you know, they were kind of obscure before the pandemic, and now they became just sort of ubiquitous. They're in every restaurant, they're in businesses. They was prominently featured a floating QR code at the last Sunday Super Bowl commercial marathon, and that was basically a floating QR code sending users to the website of Coinbase. 76 million Americans scanned a QR code in 2021. That is up 44% from 2 years before that. And that's expected to hit 100 million by 2025. Now, here's where the warning comes in. If you are still in a place where, you know, they don't hand you menus, or they're still asking you, any business is asking you to scan the QR code for whatever reason, make sure that there is not a sticker placed on top of the original code, because the FBI is warning there's so much fraud going on with QR codes that are taking people to dark websites, and they are stealing people's information, identity theft, financial information, things like that. And plus, you can get, you know, malicious sites have malware, all kinds of stuff that you don't want. So that is the official warning this week. Once again, reminding everybody, just make sure before you scan a QR code that you know it is a legitimate website. Check the link before you click on it and make sure everything looks real.
This is like the new checking your email address of who something's from before clicking anything.
Exactly. You have to make sure you know exactly what you're clicking on. Number four this week, Uber has been in the news this week because of something that riders have been asking for a really long time. You know what your rating is as a rider of Uber, but you don't ever get a breakdown. Now, Uber is actually giving you that information to see which drivers and how many drivers left you a one-star rating. And so, basically, Uber is letting people know, you know, we want everyone to behave better. better. They apparently New York City is the worst behaved customers. Not that surprising. And all of Texas, apparently the best behaved riders. So they said you can now see of your most recent 500 trips on the platform. They want to incentivize good behavior. Now, to keep your ratings high, Uber advises riders to clean up after themselves, buckle their seatbelts, be on time, be respectful, and don't slam the door. You would think those are all pretty simple things, but apparently that's what gives people a lot of one-star ratings.
Goodness.
And so number three, Google is in the news this week. The Google Nest doorbell has been draining its battery faster than normal, or it's been stopping completely. And everyone has been up in arms about this. They've been calling the company. They're trying to figure out why it is. And it turns out Google Nest cams don't like cold weather, and it cannot maintain its charge at temperatures below 32 degrees Fahrenheit. So there is now an update that they ran. Then they say that it might help with it. Even if your doorbell is hardwired to your house, those units are still experiencing a battery drain. And so they say the best thing you can do is if you live in a really cold climate and you don't want your battery to be draining, and obviously, you know, if you're asleep in the middle of the night, you don't want your camera to go out if it's a security measure. And so they said the best thing to do is when you charge your Google Nest doorbell, then bring them inside to charge them. Now, on the other side, they say, don't worry when we get to the warmer weather, because they can stay charged into well into over 100 degrees, 104 degrees Fahrenheit, and you will not encounter any issues with your battery draining. So
I would have thought that it would be opposite, that the heat would be draining it.
Yeah, you would think so. But, you know, if you think about, like, metal contracts when it's cold, and so it's sort of like all the components in the battery. It makes sense that it just wouldn't. It wouldn't be fired up the same way. Number two this week, AT&T was in the news, and they announced this week that they have ended their 3G service. Multiple older smartphones, countless other devices are no longer working this week. Now, the added features that everyone is accustomed to using on smartphones means that you have to have a new network and a faster network to support all of that. So AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile have shut down all of their 3G, and they're making room for 5G. Now, if you own a 3G phone that needs to be updated, you might actually get away with just doing an update, but definitely contact your internet service provider and your cell provider and see what your options may be. And then the number one story this week in tech, the IRS, of course, it's tax time coming up soon, and the IRS has abandoned the facial recognition software that became very controversial. And so in the future, they will be replacing that with login.gov for anyone who goes onto the IRS.gov site to file their taxes. But for this year, you'll have to do an in-person video interview to clearly identify who you are. That's going to be in replace of the recognition software. So it's a little bit better. All right, that's the top five tech stories of the week. It is 58 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.